Is there life after death? That should have been an easy question to answer for Jews living in Jesus' time. You see, the Old Testament taught that there is life beyond the grave. There are many verses in the Old Testament that those Jews read that should have taught them that there is life in the hereafter. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14, for instance, Solomon said, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or evil." So in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14, the Bible talks about a future judgment. And there are many other passages, of course, that talk about the hereafter in the Old Testament. Remember, we're talking right now, in this lesson today, about Jews living in Jesus' time. They only had the Old Testament. They didn't have the New Testament to read. But even though they only had the Old Testament, they had enough to know that there was a hereafter. So there were some Jews that denied this. Now that might seem hard to understand. It might seem hard to accept. And we wonder why and how anybody could deny that there was a hereafter in the Jewish nation. Because these Jews ordinarily knew their Old Testament and they were taught the scriptures from the time that they were young children. But there were Jews that denied the hereafter. In fact, there was one major and pretty powerful group of Jews, a sect of the Jews called the Sadducees. And the Sadducees denied the resurrection. Not only did they deny the resurrection, they denied that there were any angels. They denied that there was any spirit. So they're totally rejecting anything as far as life beyond the grave is concerned. They don't believe in the resurrection of the dead. They don't believe in angels, even though the Old Testament plainly said that there were angels. So in a way, I guess, that kind of answers the question. And that is, well, how could they not believe in the resurrection of the dead since their Old Testament talked about it? Well, the Old Testament also talked about angels, and they didn't believe that either. They rejected all those passages that talked about angels. And they didn't even believe that you had a soul. They didn't believe that you had a part of you, a spirit or a soul, that would live beyond death. So if you ask the question also, well, did they not believe in heaven and hell? Well, they didn't believe in heaven and hell as far as people going there is concerned. They evidently only believed that there was God beyond this life, and then there's this life. So they totally do away with the spiritual realm other than God. And we find, by the way, that there's one passage in the Bible that says that they denied not only the resurrection of the dead, but also angels and spirits, and that is Acts 23, verse 8. We don't have time to go to that passage today, but if you want to write that down and read it later, you'll find that that verse of Scripture tells you that they denied the resurrection and angels and spirits altogether. And I would suppose that if you ask the question, well, does that mean that they didn't believe in the devil? I would think so. If they deny that there were angels, then they would probably deny that the devil existed as well. But at any rate, we find that they tried to ask Jesus a really hard question that they thought he couldn't answer. And it was about their hobby. It was about their pet subject, and that is the resurrection of the dead. And we read about that in Luke chapter 20. We're looking at Luke chapter 20 today, beginning in verse 27. In this passage, the Bible says, "Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which denied that there is any resurrection, and they asked him." They put a hard case before him. They put this dilemma before him that they thought nobody could answer. Now remember, in Luke chapter 20, you've got these Jews trying to pin Jesus down. They're trying to catch him in some kind of inconsistency or contradiction, or they're trying to ask him something that's so hard that he doesn't know the answer to it. And so they put this case before him. Beginning in verse 28, they said, "Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man's brother die having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed or descendants unto his brother." Now, they're talking about what is oftentimes called the Levirate law of marriage in the Old Testament. You read about that in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 through 10. And Moses' law did say that. Moses said to these Jewish people that if a man married a woman and he died before they could have any children, his brother or his nearest kin was to marry that woman and then have children by her to, as he says here, raise up seed or have descendants to that brother or in that brother's name. So that's the background that they're talking about here. That's what they're basing it on. They're saying, now we've got scripture for this. The scriptures say this in Deuteronomy chapter 25. And what they're trying to say is, if you accept the Bible in Deuteronomy chapter 25, if you accept the law of Moses on this point, then you're going to have a problem believing in the hereafter because of what we're about to put to you. So beginning in verse 29, they asked Jesus what they thought was an unanswerable question. In verse 29, they said, there were therefore seven brothers, and the first took a wife, and he died without children. He died before he could have any children by her, that is. In verse 30, and the second, that is, his brother, took her to wife, and he died childless as well. And the third took her, verse 31, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children and died. So here's a situation then that they described. And whether they made up this situation or whether it actually happened, we don't know. Was this a true story? Was this an actual case? Or was this a hypothetical situation? Some kind of scenario that they've come up with to try to show that there is no such thing as the resurrection of the dead. Well, either way, you have to deal with the question, how could you answer it? You seem to run into a problem if you believe in life after death, is what they thought. So the situation was, here is a man, here is a Jew, and he marries this woman. He dies without having any children. And so his brother marries this same woman, his widow, and he dies without having any children. And then the third brother marries her, and then the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth, and the seventh. They all die. And then the Bible says that the woman died also in verse 32. So here's their question that they thought nobody could answer. It's in verse 33 of Luke chapter 20. Therefore, in the resurrection, which they didn't believe in, but they said, now, if you do believe in the resurrection, you're going to have to deal with this question. In the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her to wife. Is she the wife of the first one? Or is she the wife of the second one? Or the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, or the seventh? Or is she the wife of all of them? And they knew that no matter what anybody said, that they'd have a hard time accepting the answer, that they really didn't want to give any of those answers. Because if somebody said, well, she's the wife of that first husband, then these Sadducees would say, well, prove it. How do you know that? If they said, well, she's the wife of the last one, the Sadducees would come back and say, well, how do you know that? And if somebody were to venture to say, well, she's the wife of all of them in the resurrection, then the Sadducees would say, well, that's ridiculous. That's just absurd. And so the Jews did not want to deal with this question. I'm talking about the Jews outside of the Sadducees group. So the question is, how is Jesus going to answer this question? How's he going to deal with this hard scenario that they've put forth to him? Well, we're going to find out beginning in verse 34. And Jesus answering said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. So the first part of his response is this. In this life, people marry, but in the hereafter, people do not marry. There's the difference. You see, these Sadducees, and evidently a lot of the other Jews, just assumed that when people were married in this life, that they would be married in the hereafter. Jesus said that's not the way that it works. In this world, you get married, but in the hereafter, you don't get married. Look at verse 34 again. The children of this world on earth, here we marry. But he says in verse 35, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world. You see, in contrast to this world, he talks in verse 35 about that world. In heaven, there is no marriage. People are not married in heaven. So that answers it right there. There's the response that really answers this whole dilemma that they've set forth. But Jesus goes on and he gives us some more information that's very interesting. You know, one of the things that we wonder about in this life, and one of the questions that people raise so often about the Bible is, what is it going to be like after death? And if we make it to heaven, then what is it going to be like there? Well, Jesus already tells us something in verse 34 and 35, doesn't he? He tells us that there's not going to be any marriage there. In verse 36, he goes into even more detail. He says, neither can they die anymore. So there's not going to be any death there. People are not going to die anymore. People that make it to heaven will never die again. And their loved ones that are there will never die again. The people that go to heaven are not going to die. What a blessing and what a great and wonderful thought that is, even to contemplate in our minds here. But that's the way that heaven is going to be in verse 36. He also says that they are equal to the angels. Now here the Bible says that we are made a little lower than the angels. Psalm 8 tells us that. But in heaven, the Bible says that the saved will be equal to the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. But Jesus said, you're asking me about the hereafter. You're talking to me about the resurrection of the dead. And remember that when he talks about the resurrection of the dead here, he is not talking so much about the resurrection day and the judgment day as he is the life hereafter. You see, the resurrection of the dead is just a description. It's just a way of talking about life after death. And so these Sadducees didn't believe in life after death. And so as a result, they're sure not going to believe in the resurrection day. So he's looking at something deeper here, and that is the hereafter itself. So in verse 37, he said, now you've asked me about the hereafter. Let me take you back to a passage in your Old Testament. He said in verse 37, now that the dead are raised, if you want me to prove that the dead are raised, that the dead live on, even Moses showed this. Moses showed this at the bush. This is the burning bush. When he called the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now that's the story in Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. When Moses drew near before the burning bush, God said, I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And Jesus explains in verse 38, for he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. Abraham had been dead physically. He had left this world many years before the time that Moses was standing before the burning bush. And so had Isaac. And so had Jacob. But Abraham was still alive. Isaac still lived. And Jacob lived on because their souls, their spirits, were still alive. Jesus said, if you want to see an Old Testament passage which proves that there is a hereafter, just go back and read Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, and that is where Moses shows that there is a hereafter. Well, folks, I hope that you've enjoyed studying with us today. I've certainly enjoyed studying with you, and I hope that this broadcast has helped you in some way, and we'll encourage you to go back and read from Luke chapter 20 even more. Thank you for tuning in, and have a wonderful rest of the day.